let's be real. Let's be real. In today's market, without phones, let's
what
be real.
Connection really
what can
for
connection
you?
Really for you?
No, I'm saying phones is there.
It's very much there. It is the there.
It is there, but the power of connection.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Oshikoya Speaks. I'm still your host, Wanya Oshikoya, as usual, but today I'm a judge, period.
Okay.
This episode is sponsored by Go Money, the digital bank focused on simplifying banking. Today, I am joined by two lawyers, legal practitioners, and arguers, because that's what they've been doing since they got here today.
The law.
The law, for real. They've been going at it. So I'm very excited to see what this episode comes out as. I'm happy that they are just meeting themselves for the first time and they've already done one round of fights.
Off camera.
Off camera. So this should be fun. I'm joined by Lawyer Somi. And
that title has got to stick. I don't know how.
Lawyer Somi.
Yeah, lawyer people call him Lawyer Somi. And I'm like.
Like three people.
I don't know how it started. But wow. Yeah, like Lawyer Somi.
Yeah, a bit jealous. Why did anybody just Lawyer Ify?
I put it there.
Oh, okay.
Lawyer Ify.
Well, thank you.
Who also happens to be Chocolate City's label lawyer. And apparently the head of New Tribe.
Wow. Well, yes.
Just found out too. So that is very interesting. But thank you guys for joining me. I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you for honoring my invites.
Thank you.
Thank you for finally doing this. I'm so happy this is finally happening because it's been...
The setup is finally happening.
The setup is finally happening. Like some people say. But it's not even a setup. I'll get into what we're doing today shortly. But before we get into that... How are you guys? What's going on? What's up?
Good, good.
We're good. How's the year been for you?
It's been interesting.
It's moving fast.
Very.
Like, how are we on June already?
Almost June. We're in June.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even in terms of music as well, music is even moving fast. So I'd have thought that with the whole election and things would just both
slow.
Trust my industry.
I trust Nigerians.
Nobody is slowing down. Literally everybody is going for what they want. And I'm happy. I love to see it. It's very exciting. I really thought, like you said, elections would slow down how like things
everything,
are changing.
Yeah.
But like it even seems like things picked are up. Even faster. Picked up literally immediately. But yeah. What have you been listening to? What have you been watching?
I mean, everybody's been speaking about Juan Nicole's project and Joe Boys. Yes. Well, I've listened to Joe Boys more.
So, you don't like the Juan Nicole album?
I do like Juan Nicole.
That's
so.
No. That's
I mean, she's very good at setting people up.
That's what it's saying. And then, obviously,
and then there's a summer vibe. Free, you know, you should listen to NSV.
NSV.
Bella Atiwa.
Oh, I don't like that song actually.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't really enjoy it. A lot of people like it, but I haven't been able to get into it. Maybe that's what I should say.
Maybe.
I haven't been able to get into it.
And then on TV shows, I've been looking at Succession.
Mm.
You do?
No, I watched it this weekend for the first time.
Oh, really? How's that?
It was a bit too serious.
It wasn't doing it for you.
That's possibly the first episode. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, maybe if
the drama, the drama, the plot thickens.
Yeah, that's my problem. Why so dramatic?
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I'm rewatching Friends, so I do that a lot.
My best friend watches Friends every day.
Yeah.
What does it do for you?
How do you guys not get tired?
Actually, so interesting. Friends is actually like.
But how many seasons have they done?
10.
So
they've done 10 seasons.
So you can just pick any season. And
no, I start from the beginning. Yeah, actually, I start from the beginning. I start from any season.
How many times have you watched it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, more than 10 actually.
But you know what's going to happen.
I do. No, but
it's not really boring.
No, but every time I watch it, something new. Like I learn something. Yeah, maybe. Oh, I learn something new.
You clearly don't like suspense.
No. I don't have the energy. But like, I learned something new about them. So I'm like, okay, this is not bad.
Very
nice. And I watch a lot of, I'm watching a lot of like court shows. I'm sure if my friends watch this, they'll laugh at me. Obsessed with Judge Mathis. Do you guys know Judge Mathis?
No.
That's all I'll say.
I think outside work, I don't like to see.
You don't want like judge.
I don't.
Fair enough.
That's
a break.
No, because you deserve it. Working overtime. I love it though. But yeah, let's get into it. What's it like being an entertainment lawyer, first of all? What's it like? Let me ask this. What did you expect before you stepped into the scene compared to like what you're doing now?
If I'm being honest, I would say I thought it was easier at first.
Fair.
I respect the honesty.
Yeah. And then when I got in, I realized I was a little more technical than I thought. Then, that aside, I thought, you know, I'm this laid-back person. I'm just supposed to do my job. And then you're getting calls. This is happening. And then you're context switching, like, every 10 minutes. And then you're like, oh, this is crazy. And then there are no hours. There are no working hours. It's round the clock.
I think our experiences are the same. I think for me, I was shocked at how chaotic it is. And it's not even it's not a shade or anything. It's just, I didn't realize how chaotic the industry itself was. Yeah. So from the legal, I just thought, okay, fine. But I realized that I need to understand that chaos. Mm-hmm. Almost even be part of that chaos, because that's how you can make it simpler.
So you sort of understand the chaos now. You see that?
Sadly, but yeah.
It's important.
No, because it's...
Are you sure you understand it? Because it's like switching every day.
No, and
there's nothing to...
because you know,
you know the funny thing is every day
there are no similar issues. Like, you're dealing with this today, tomorrow is something entirely different.
But so, is that not the fun part of it? The experiences are the fun part.
But it's also the stressful part of it.
Yeah, and some of it can be avoided.
Fair.
So, for example, like if you're going to, I mean, this is why we've been fighting, but like, if you're going to do a song, clear, like don't do last minute don'ts, because now you're supposed to make everybody
exactly.
But to the artist, it's just I'm done. No, there's a lot of like backlogs.
Like what I've been chasing you for.
I'm also chasing you now.
We agree to be off camera.
Well, it's actually nice to meet him. Like, so I mean, for people that don't know, Somi and I have gone back and forth.
For actually years.
Yeah. So when I walked in, I was like, I guess my judgment day has come. But it's actually nice to, I mean, we'll definitely still fight, but it's nice to to put a face.
Hopefully, no more fights.
The person that was messaging me.
Hopefully, no more fights. Wait, not today, please. Let's fight here, please. I'll be happy to...
Content.
Yes. So today, we're going to be debating and discussing a couple of things that may or may not have happened in the industry. Who knows? Who cares, actually? But these are scenarios that we've put together, myself and like a legal team of people.
Can you imagine?
Have put together.
Should we charge for this though?
I think we should.
You should. But you can also look at it as free knowledge. Like,
yes, all right.
You are doing what's it called, charity work. Think about it like that.
Let's think about it. Let's
before it airs, we'll discuss it.
We'll let you know.
Yes, so we're going to let Ifeanyiwa defend the label since she's a legal lawyer. And let lawyer Somi do the other parts. Defend the artist. So, ready when you are.
We're ready.
Can we just
do that? No. Don't leave me hanging now. I'm begging you. Thank you so much.
Great. I'm very excited for this. All right, let's get into it. Scenario one. I'm going to be reading this out because I can't cram it, obviously.
This is like law school.
This is between Hit Boy and Dreamland Records. Okay? So Hit Boy got into a recording and multiple rights arguments with Dreamland Records. This contract was valid for 5 years, and in these 5 years, Hit Boy was mandated to release 4 projects under the label, consisting of 2 EPs, 2 studio albums. Right? Mm-hmm. Sorry, this is supposed to be... Yeah, 2 EPs and 2 studio albums. Hit Boy was placed on a monthly salary of 300,000 naira and was also given a car by Dreamland Records. Mm-hmm. Aside his monthly pay, he was entitled to 30% earnings from his income generated from music streams, live performances, and merch, mm-hmm. wherever produced. Barely a year after signing, Hit Boy got into a race with his label management, and news got to them when they received that he received a payment of 5 million naira to come perform at an event. Mm-hmm. This was a breach of contract because all business dealings had to go through his label first. This is a 360 contract, right? Mm-hmm. His boy was asked to pay 70% of the earnings from that event to the label, which he refused, claiming that he covered logistics on his own, so therefore he's not paying anything to them.
I have a as in because he paid was how much is transport? Sorry, let me just.
I mean, it depends. You might have booked a jet.
No, he didn't.
You're not sure.
What if it wasn't Uber?
What if it was a jet?
What if it was actually a jet? And he covered the logistics himself.
I mean, you have to look at the agreement. What did it say about logistics?
I mean, most times. I mean, I imagine his boy is a big guy. I imagine it would be the people that are calling him that would cover it. But why doesn't he want to share?
I mean, that's left to imagination.
No. Sorry. Back to you.
But why doesn't his boy actually want to share? What's wrong with artists? Is the issue here?
So, I mean, it's easy to pick the fault of an artist with that one scenario, but there might have been several underlying factors. Yeah?
I think... So, I don't think there's anything wrong. And again, I'm going to speak from the label perspective. I don't think there's anything wrong with artists. I just think, unfortunately, things might be changing slightly, but the relationship between artist label is something that... I think it just is what it is. I don't like, and I don't want to say I'm speaking on behalf of any artist. This is just general. I think there will never be an understanding and an appreciation of what the label does. And it's not even it's just because, just like life, you think you can do better. So there's probably always going to be that tension because there's just no, for me, maybe there's like reduced appreciation for what the label does. That's why I think the artist wouldn't want to remit because he's probably thinking, I did this myself, I tried that. But yeah, you, artists, you do it yourself, but the backing, like, there is a lot of, like, to produce one song, forget EP, to produce one song that does well. Mm-hmm. The artist is 100% responsible, but so is the label. To me, it's even 100%. There's a lot of like, first of all, money. Mm. The funding is very key. If a label is backing you that heavily, don't be surprised that they would want to rip off because every artist.
Keyword.
No, I didn't say don't. I didn't say that they would rip you off. No. I didn't say that they would rip you off. But what I meant is don't be surprised if they want the returns or they expect the returns to be shared.
Yeah, but I have a question about labels generally, not even just like in Niger or whatever. Like, do you think labels actually, like, how would I put it? Do you think labels
care?
Well, yeah,
the fact
care
is labels don't care. It's a statement of fact.
It's actually not a statement of fact.
The business of the label is to build a library, yeah, and to bring in revenue.
Yeah, but you have to care about your books. You need to, because
about your books, yes.
No, but yeah, you need to really care about the books library.
So this is it.
So to say labels don't care, how we care about if I'm funding.
This is it.
Sorry, funding your music.
You're funding
food, car. How do I know?
Let me care
about the returns.
Exactly. Let me give you the scenario.
You care about the entity.
I approach you.
You
have a skill. Book. And I'm not using an artist. You have a skill. You don't have funds to push, to put your skill out there. What you want is, you want fame. You want your product out there. I told you, you know what? You have the skill. I have the funds. This is what the labels do, generally. Not all. I'm not saying you don't
allegedly
have positive. And I say, you know, I want to invest in this thing.
Investment, keyword, meaning
keyword,
it may or may not.
Invest.
But the money has certainly been dropped.
Invest. Now, I told you, this is the crazy part. I want 70% of the revenue. You take a 30%. And then I told you, you know what? Some of the costs, some of my investments, if not all, are going to be recoupable from your 30%. So guess what? This is what happens. your product is doing well, but guess what? Nothing's coming to you. Now you don't expect the artist to feel very happy about that. You wouldn't feel so happy about that.
Sorry, but nothing is coming to anybody. I'm recouping. Like,
no, you're getting 70%.
No, I spent our 70K. I need to make my 70K.
You're getting your 70%. You're getting your money back, and you're also making interest.
More. No, but recoupment has happened first. Like, I think people assume that recoupment is not that easy.
It's not that easy.
Exactly. So
but when the artist, and in some instances, it's easy. When it's working out. And that's what makes the artist bulk.
Yeah, but to be honest, like, to get to that point, like, I don't want to mention artists, but I've seen, like, to get to the recoupment point takes time, takes a lot of energy.
It takes energy from both sides.
And takes time. And but most times, what happens, again, some people never recoup. No shade, it's just...
Are you serious? Is that actually real?
That's real. I can't take that away.
No,
that's
so
real.
But then imagine that label has, regardless, spent
and some people make the label 100 times over what they ever invested.
Mm. That's
what makes it attractive.
But what is the,
to the labels? If not, they would not be doing business.
But what's the percentage? How many people recoup?
I feel like the people that probably recoup are more than the people that don't, right?
Well.
No.
Okay.
Well,
no,
because, I mean,
and the expenses are ongoing.
I mean, the truth is the music industry is a funny place.
That's a very real one.
You can't predict exactly that this person is going to. This guy might be really talented.
Yeah.
And you know what? This project just does not work.
The industry is just not interested.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, but this is a banger. But...
Exactly. It happens. I wouldn't take that away. But the truth is this, in most instances where the artist and the label have issues, the artist has been very successful. In most instances. And then he feels like, you know what, you guys are actually, you know, taking so much. And I'm getting the bottom of the stick in most instances. Times you have, I'm sure if you look deeper into, I don't want to assume, in this situation, you realize that the label had probably recouped whatever they had invested.
I say no, because recoupment is not like that. Recoupment is actually not like that. But
I mean, it depends on what stage of the agreement they were at.
Fairs.
No,
because that's fair.
No, because if they're charging 5M,
yeah,
5M, let's say, for everything,
mm-hmm,
logistics.
Mm-hmm.
That's cost of you, like, management, everything's inside there.
Mm-hmm.
If they are charging an artist 5M, the artist is most likely... B-list?
Yeah, about.
Meaning that your expenses are 100% more than that 5M. So the chances that you've recouped are actually very slim. Because I'm just trying to...
So let's run through the expenses again.
Uh-huh. Logistics. So
for
5M, meaning
for a B-list artist.
Meaning that 5M, you're not even going to chop the full 5M.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you chop.
It's landing. 5M landing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Charge 3.5. If you're charging 3.5. Me, this is just my thinking. Imagine let's say B-list.
Yeah, about.
To get you to that B-list, your expenses would have been, let's say 200M.
You can't be sure.
No, I'm just saying.
You can't put a cap to it. It can be more than that. It can be less than that.
It can 100% be more than that. So how have you...
So let me give you a situation. There are labels, especially in Nigeria. I'm about to break a table. There are labels that sign artists and they don't have minimum spend. You know, I sign you to 5-year deal. I spend a little money the first year. Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? I don't have funds again. And then the artist starts doing stuff for himself. And then he gets successful. And then you're like, yo, you're signed to me for 5 years.
Yeah, that happens.
Labels in Nigeria, especially, do not have the minimum spend for project. You just see, yo, you're to deliver
this,
without stating, oh, this is the minimum out, at least.
There's a minimum commitment most times.
Not most times.
Well, but the ones I see, there's a minimum commitment. And even when you say EP, there are like a number of songs that you should. So it's more streamlined, but I do get what you mean, that sometimes they will just
many times, more times than not. Fair enough. More times than not. I mean, maybe for structured places like yours, I'll give you the pass.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe but, for structured, yeah. But I've seen so many, countless, where you're like, I'm signing an artist for 5 years. And sometimes, I mean, these guys are desperate.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to be heard. And they put pen to paper. But the first thing you're saying to them is, I get it. You don't have the funds to invest in yourself. You have the talent. But what you want from these guys too is a commitment to say, you know what, this is the minimum I'm going to spend on this project. And you know what? Rather than say, yeah, let's say 4 projects, but we say, you know, we discuss the terms as it goes, the minimum spend for each project. But most times you don't have this. The guys just put in. And that's why we have a lot of what I call street labels. I don't call them record labels.
So this minimum spend thing.
Yeah.
I actually thought you meant minimum commitment, like what the artist should give you.
Yeah, you always have. Yeah.
But even this minimum commitment thing, I would advise the artist to push for it. Know what at least your budget. That one I agree.
Yeah.
But then I could understand the label not wanting to disclose.
Yeah.
And it's not even it's just 20k today is not 20k tomorrow.
Yeah, that too, but at least.
And then also, sorry, even like based on, so the artist could come in and you say, okay, fine, this is what we're going to do. But then when you observe, it's like, okay, fine, this budget doesn't match. So a lot of flexibility happens, which is why I think. So
that's why it's a minimum.
Mm.
Even at that.
That's why it's a
sometimes
minimum.
Sometimes that minimum needs to be even like reviewed.
That's why it's a minimum. Yeah,
sometimes.
And that's why it's a minimum because. Yeah. You can go higher, but at least I'm sure that this is the least.
That's...
Do you understand? Because this is the reason why I'm getting signed to you. Because I need your funds to do this for me. So, I've had...
I mean, more than funds, though. So, I think maybe that's the...
But at least that's the key thing. Most times. Well, these guys have...
Connections are very key.
Connections are key.
Yeah. So, I've seen artists blow off. Yeah, there's the money, but... Picking that phone call to be able to, and I think that's what labels give.
Let's be real. Let's be real. In today's market, without funds, let's be real.
What can connection
lead for you?
No, I'm saying funds is there.
It's very much there. It is there.
But the power of connections, the power.
But yeah, I feel you.
Of having an establishment that is already known, meaning that I'm so. Let me give you an example. And this is why I think people sign to labels.
Mm-hmm.
Approaching an artist from Chalk City is a different vibe from approaching a street guy. Because of the backing that the structure already has, the value of the artist automatically goes higher.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. So,
I was about to call names. I was going to mention an independent and one of your artists and say, are you sure that will apply in that situation?
My artist can take that independent. I don't even know who the artist or who the independent is, but yeah.
Let's leave it.
Okay. I love that.
I have confidence in my artist. So
I
understand what you're saying. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, that relationship, unfortunately, just is what it is. They will forever be checkered. But then everybody should just, be smart. Think about the thing that you mentioned about the artist blowing by himself even when he signed.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect a smart artist to be following up with the label. If you want to do things on your own, ask for a waiver. Don't now be surprised when you don't follow the proper procedure on your paper. Then the label now comes because the label has invested.
So give me your experience. Yeah. Will you say that these guys are that coherent to know that, you know what? Yes, the label is not invested. I want to... These guys are most times... very hungry. Yeah. Mm. Now, when you say, you know, I don't have funds, as much as they might be pained by it, they want to be heard. They're going to do everything it takes. They're going to do and at that point, they're not thinking, you know what, I have to get this waiver from the label. What they're just saying is that, okay, this guy has said there are no funds. And I'm using this guy because... there are no funds. And, yo, I have good music. I understand the investment level of labels. I'll say this again because sometimes you put in money and
times.
Then it's not coming back immediately. So you're like,
And he may actually never come back. Let's be honest. He may actually never come back.
But there is no budget to come back.
It's not, I mean, not every song is. It may actually some, never
some
come back.
Some artists are late boomers.
Some artists never boom. And it's not even like, I don't even mean to be. It's not. I've seen.
That is just so funny.
I've seen income of. I've seen income of maybe, and this is across board because I also talk to my friends everywhere else, not just whatever. I've seen income of, let's say, like 80K and spending of 24M.
What the fuck?
How do you match that?
It happens.
And nobody what? Knew that that would get 80K. It because happens. For you to spend 24, you'd have done your P&L. Okay, as bad as you bad, okay, my streams, okay.
Have you seen?
Now get. You would have done some calculation. You would have spoken to the best influencer. Okay, this is our strategy. This is our. So what now happens? And that's why I think labels have a fair, or rather unfair, outlook or how people judge them, because that's a real scenario. What happens? You've gone. You've done your 10 years of your 4 years. You are now signed to Somi and Son. Somi and Son. You are going no as a you see
why are you attacking me?
No, I'm saying that your label is a booming, but how about that label that spent 24?
So this is that's one scenario. Another one is where the label has spent 100M and is making over 20 billion. It happens too. Facts.
But then
facts.
From my experience, facts. The label would pay royalties.
I mean, yeah. 20%, 30%, but the label is making
way more.
It happens. It happens both ways.
Wait, so are you saying that the splits are too small? To me, 30 is even higher.
Wow.
Why are you calling 30?
Enough said.
But then, no, but
she's truly
like,
a label lawyer.
Enough said.
I feel like sometimes.
I mean, you guys heard it.
with my chest. I mean, and I guess it depends on the type of day, whatever, but let's say like a typical record. Like,
I respect the honesty at the end of the day, and I love
too.
It.
I do. Like, I do. I have to say it. I do.
Should give you my whole.
I mean, you're not capping it.
So you know what? That's all that matters. We are going to leave it to the audience to decide who won this round. But do you think? Well, lawyer Somi, do you think you won this round?
Honestly, I think I did.
Okay.
I don't think he did.
I can let you have you know it for the other conversation off camera.
Let us. Oh, actually, let me be calm. Thank you so much, sir. let me be calm.
Whoa. Okay, case two. So there are three cases, actually. This is the second one, right? This is between Heatwave Records.
Heatwave gone.
Heatwave. No, this is Heatwave. That song was Heatboy.
Oh, okay.
Heatwave Records and Danzy. Danzy is the artist, of course. Artist Danzy was discovered by an executive at Heatwave Records through social media, where he uploaded a video of himself singing a cover to a popular song. The label recognized his potential and invited him for a meeting, which they would decide if he signs or not. As at the time of discovery, Danzy was going by the name Daniel. This is the formal name that appears on all of his documents and others. Upon signing the contract, it was agreed upon that the new name would be Danzy. Danzy entered a 5-year recording deal with Heatwave Records, only to breach the contract 2 years after signing with claims of unfair treatment and low pay by the label. The label demanded he...
I'm trying to throw my...
The label demanded he pay damages for disrupting the contract before its expiration date, and he has been told not to use the name Danzy, which is considered IP of Heatwave, seeing that they gave him the stage name upon signing. Should Danzy drop the name which he has been recognized globally for, or argue to buy his IP from Heatwave Records?
So to me, there are so many things.
So many.
Danzy at so first many. Could have like taken the extra step to trademark his name. Like, why didn't he do it? But that's that. Now his new name is what it is. The label owns his name owns because name. Like so. As of the point of signing, everything that has to do with you, your recordings, your services, your IP, now becomes them. So even like you said, they were the ones that generated the name for you, right? It's,
is there, I'd say again.
I think there's that. So there's conversations around like maybe try and see if you can even license the name, buy it off. Yes.
Exactly.
But that's name at that point because you came in, is a different name. You came in with, was it Danzy?
Daniel.
You're now Danzy with Zedo. It's an actual difference. And that goodwill has been built on. So I understand the artist feeling like, it's my name.
It's my name though.
Yeah, no, your real name is what?
Daniel.
Daniel Blue. That's your real name, not. So yeah, there's that. To me, I would say, you know, just try and see how you can get it from the label. But the label is not wrong
for
wanting to accept their rights. And I think a lot of labels in, I would say even like generally sometimes, don't even want to, if artists read the documents, some of them don't even, labels don't even put the full force, the full force of their rights or don't even exercise their full rights all because of, let's just let this one go. Mm-hmm. This guy has tried. Because if you did, this conversation won't even be a conversation because it will be clear.
Yeah.
So I noticed that in bringing up the scenarios, they're always very easy to say, you know what, the artist defaulted this way. But I'm sure if you look through agreements, there are also several places labels would have violated their own contract. But once it affects money, they get very...
I know like what? So I'm asking because for me, I think the obligations are good. I really hate the fact that like I keep saying this because I don't want anybody to think this is what I'm like, this is not
it is what it is.
No, it's not an indication of the company. To me, this is just like my
experience. This is you speaking.
This is her speaking.
I actually lost my train of thought. But what did you say? Sorry, what did you say? You've lost your
daughter. Your disclaimer did everything. So, anyways, let me go on.
Yeah, please.
So, this is it. Now, it depends on what they signed. The label claiming, because that's a claim that they came up with the name, is also up for arguments.
Yeah. So, what if they came up with the name?
Sorry, secondly,
I don't think it's hard.
Secondly.
Documentation, like going to exactly. IP, secondly. Like whoever wrote it on your own.
Secondly. Oh, is this name registered? And who registered the name? That's what proves ownership. Thirdly, I'll say, by the terms of the agreement, was it stated that the label owned the name?
So if it wasn't stated, then the label can't say that they...
No. But the name was created during your... Well, not employment, but during your term of service. So all your IP belongs to the label.
I mean, this is
even
it.
If you created...
This is it. You can't necessarily say it was created during your term.
No, because I think it was clear
if it's in the document, it means that it was created prior to your term.
No. So his old name was something else. Daniel. When he started...
But if it was in the document, is that not enough proof that it was created prior to the agreement being signed?
How? If when because you the agreement the new name
for
it came
to
out.
Be for it to be on the paper.
No, sorry, or maybe I didn't get the question.
It existed, even though it's on that document.
No, but it didn't exist. From what I get,
I mean, it was typed in today, and we are signing in today, and we know that's not how it happened.
So it has existed.
There are weeks of conversations. And so that name existed before you go into the employment.
So maybe I see the question from a different point of view. I'm seeing it as you guys. Sorry, not you. So the artist signed after, right? You can create a new name in one day. Like,
it doesn't necessarily need to be on a document.
It's on the agreement.
If we're having an agreement right now, we're going to exchange documents for a couple of days.
Exactly.
If that name has been on that document.
No, but the name can't be. That's not the
question.
I think
it was on the document.
You know what? I'm going to
say. The name hasn't been created, so it can't be on the document.
If the name was on the document, it existed before employment.
Yeah, but if when you signed to me, I'm telling you, your name and everything
is now mine.
As at the time of this discovery, Danzy was going by the name Daniel. Mm-hmm. Upon signing the contract, it was agreed upon that he would go by the stage name Danzy.
So upon signing,
it was created after.
If it was created after,
it was great after.
But that's if that, like, I actually get where he's coming from. Like, I get the points, but you don't want to agree. But I get the points, but like, I understand why you wouldn't agree.
No, because
the key thing for me,
when you sign that document that says all your IP is mine, is
the key thing
now.
For me, and this is what I tell artists every day, trademark your name.
No, yeah, very key. Very key.
Because tidy whoever owns the trademark owns that name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tidy your house.
So I'm like, most times you guys sign, and you know what? I'll be honest. Most cases, both the label and the artist never do anything about the name.
Yeah, but I've worked on a case it's that when, the name was the issue, and I was so shocked. I think that's when I now first realized that it was actually shocking.
Most times,
who owned both, the name? Yeah,
both parties just signed that thing, and they don't do anything about the name, and so it's when there's a dispute.
Problem.
Then whoever is first in line to
I mean. To be fair, like the artist, the helping the artist, you could argue a goodwill. So you could say that is mine. Yes, I haven't copyrighted or trademarked it or whatever, but I built the goodwill with. I was about to actually say the real name with.
So this is it.
Danzi or whoever. So
why
it's
you
mine.
Why
you can push for that?
See, I'm almost arguing for the label.
No. I just gave the artist.
I was always going to give the label something, but never.
Give us. I literally just gave the artist a cheese code.
Lawyer saw me. Don't be that.
I was saying the goodwill.
Yeah,
it's not just built by the artist.
Yeah, but
the label too has contributed. I mean, most times if you walk up to the streets, there are different names.
Yeah.
And that name is not doing anything for you. If the label didn't put some backing, some connections, so it's here. I shouldn't be saying this, but this I'm speaking again for context. I'm speaking about proper labels, not street labels. There are a lot of companies that people just register yesterday and they call themselves labels. Guys, please, watch out for these guys.
No.
Oh. Okay. Do you think you played fair? Do you believe you played fair in this one? Do you think you won this round?
She won.
Yeah,
I thought your thoughts to come back into my mind. Like,
you know what? Should we allow you? Should we give you?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, what I'm saying is this.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what signed. It depends on who owns the trademark.
So what's
my advice to artists? Always trademark your name.
Yeah.
You know.
Makes a world of a difference.
Yeah.
Actually, and even...
So you know that at best, if you're signed to a label, at best, it's a license period for this duration.
Yeah, take the name out.
Yeah. So when I'm done, or if we terminate, I own my name.
Yeah. I mean, the label will still use the names to push their products, but there's no, like, there's no ownership beyond
what they can do.
Beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what I advise artists, again, cheat code for artists, is come prepared. Like, don't show up to my, and it's life. Don't show up to.
I mean, it's easy
a label,
to say.
Like, opening your, come and take, take. No, like, come prepared. Okay, this is my management team. You two have some knowledge. Like, don't, because. To me, that's why there is a problem, because you don't.
I agree.
And there's also lack of accountability. If you signed a shitty deal, again, subjective, for own it, understand, okay, for these 5 years, I'm here. But then you think, be strategic. I might not make, may or may not make any money, but at least at the end of the 5 years, my song is out, you know me, I'm a household name.
Then I know how to build from there.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
I agree.
And that's what I've been insisting on. On proper labels, the ones with structures, and I've already said, yeah. But there are a lot of street labels where, I mean, I've had to sit with a label owner who once said, "All this nonsense you guys are doing in the name of promotion. If a song is good, it's good. You don't need to put in any money." And I'm like,
"How would he
hate?" I was shocked. I was like, "Yo." But these are the guys that sign some talent and do not want to do anything. And then when the talent goes ahead to, you know what, hustle to push his music, and then you come back and say,
is my.
You're signed to me for 5 years, so anything you did, I own it. And these are the type of things that make me say the minimum spending. Like, I think it's a very important conversation. I think it's very important for these guys to know. You want this person to invest in you. You know that one of the key things you are looking for in that, aside the connections, yes, the connections.
The funding.
That's the funding. Because most times they don't have the funding. Yeah. Connections can be built. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. When you get to a certain level,
actually, with social media
and technology, connections are built. Key thing at that stage you need. Some level of funds you can always relate with. It depends on how you relate with people. You can build relationships. Yeah, but if you have certain things, you require funds. You want to do ads.
No.
Connection.
Funding
you do
is
ads.
Very key. No.
If you have the right
connection. No connections.
If you call, no, because to be honest, like I have some guys in industry now. Some friends, like they call me, it's gone. Like, I don't even miss
you. I've
somehow,
called you.
No,
gone.
But you know who called me? I was like, Ify. And I was like, I didn't know. Yeah. She called me. I was like, Ify. So, I funding definitely matters. But I also think, connection is good.
Yeah. I enjoy that. Okay, great. Part three. Case three. This is between Bella and FRO Records. Who came up with
Bella?
These names? Singer Bella gets into a recording contract of 3 years with the label FRO Records. The recording contract entailed for her to release 3 projects, 2 EPs, and an album before the expiration of her contract.
In 3 years.
They
won't sleep.
The singer.
Say again. Say the product commitment again.
No, 5 bodies of work. See,
no,
that's enough. Okay.
3 bodies of work.
No, are you sure? That's not what you read.
2 EPs and 1 album.
Okay.
3 years.
I thought it was 5.
I thought I had 2 albums.
I actually said 3 projects, 2 EPs, but it's 3 projects, 2 EPs, and okay. 1 album.
She can't sleep.
Right. The singer exited the label barely 2 months after signing the contract with only an EP release. She accused the label of She accused the label of sidetracking her and failing to provide proper resources for production and promotion of her release work. She also accused FRO Records of unfair treatment and low pay of earnings from streaming and from streams and live shows. The label is suing her for a breach of contract and failing to pay the buyout fee for termination of her contract. Can a record label demand a buyout fee from an artist who has not received his or her due backing from the label?
Yes, very much so. So buyout clause, first of all, your artist is so unserious. See, you drop an EP 2 months later.
No. Lawyer Somi's artist.
Lawyer Somi,
please.
Your artist is unserious.
Okay. What's wrong with Bella?
2 months. As in, so what do you want to see in 2
please,
months? Even
please,
the accounting
this
period,
is not Bella
like,
that I know, please.
No. Actually, let's move Jane into that
song. Okay.
There's something random.
Because that's a little too
no,
close
I,
to
actually,
home.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
it. Fair, I swear, mine didn't even go there. Okay, let's call her Stephanie.
All right, Steph.
Steph.
Do
so
better.
Yeah.
Steph is unserious. What do you want to see in 2 months? Like the accounting, like.
But that's funny because something like this happened recently. Now.
This is it. Almost comes back to hit what I've been hitting on. I can understand the frustration of an artist if it's beyond just the revenue part. Yes. Okay. I mean, come on. It's 2 months. You can't be speaking about revenue. Yeah, it's 2 months, so that's very premature. But there was
production.
Yeah,
even the production, like
I mean, production.
No, but what's the caliber?
Production
like,
and promotion.
We also need to match,
her,
like so.
Release
production
work.
And
promotion of her release. Work.
And so that's why I said there's that part.
Okay, fair enough.
There's that part that if you're aggrieved about, if you feel, okay, you know, production goes a long way. Yes, you're speaking about the producer. You're speaking about the sound engineering. If it's not great, you can have grievances.
But
it depends on what
like
you signed.
But the artist, based on what you said, but the artist himself is involved in that project. So why are you not like...
And that's why I say it depends on what you signed. Based off what you signed, what you are... The artist is mainly responsible for doing the song. Production is a different ballgame. Oh. That's the truth. It's a different ballgame, which usually, even in times past, is the label that handles that aspect in real sense. Especially when we go back in the day to where they were, these studios where not everybody could just record.
So what do you mean by a hand? Because from my experience, the producer is based on who like the artist would vibe with.
That's modern times, yeah. So modern times, yeah.
That's how the artist
But that's production.
Is yeah.
In production, there's the producer.
Yeah.
There's the sound engineer. So if I got the producer, now what I expect is, and I'm not trying to, I mean, these are scenarios where we're trying to insert things. Yeah. What I expect is that the label will at least handle the quality of the sound in terms of the quality, not the beat. And so if the quality of the sound is not what, if I felt that, you know, without the label, this is what I would have done. So with the label backing me, I expect better. That's one. Then you're speaking about promotion. I think you want. I mean, you know about sound engineering.
There's also like unrealistic expectations. Why is the label going to be held accountable for your unrealistic?
Ordinarily.
So that's where the breach. You are unrealistic.
No, ordinarily, the label should be looking to put out quality work.
Standard, but quality work that sometimes is subjective, and I think that's why the tension between artist and label.
Mm-hmm.
Is because what I think is fantastic is actually fantastic. But you have an artist maybe even going on social media and screaming. You are screaming because you didn't get what you want. It happens a lot. So that's why I'm like, it's sort of subjective because what is good to me can be good to everybody else minus you, but you've gone online.
So let me ask this question. People are quick to defend labels. When it comes to wait.
Let me say
you've not heard the statement. When this happens between the label and the artist, people defend the label gets the artist is ranting. Now this happens with independent artists, and the people that get blamed are their managers. I saw something recently, I will not mention it, and the person was blasting the management. I'm like, you have an idea what it means to work with an artist. Especially someone who has experienced some level of success. It's like, you're trying to tell this person that, yo, what you did before won't work now. And the guy's like, hell no. Why are you to tell me that?
It has worked before.
Do you understand? It's what got me here. And then you're telling me that it won't work. Who are you to tell them that it won't work? I'm not saying they'll tell you exactly, but you can tell that that's what's going on in their head. Like you're trying to tell them that, see, you're now at this level. This won't work anymore.
Because you've conquered.
Yeah. It could take you here, but it won't take you here.
Oh, yeah.
You're in fact going to drop down. But so I think in that situation, people blame the managers. But when it happens with the label, that the artist, you know, the artist is unreasonable. What? When it's happening with the artist and manager, is like, no, the manager is not good.
Do you know, as in, what's actually funny is because in all these like label wars, I've never known, I don't know any label that comes out without looking, oh, you just take advantage, oh, we're the big giant. Because the artist is there screaming, oh, my life, oh, I also, oh, my mom is calling me, oh, my mom is calling me too now. Like, so in that one, I just think is the thing of, again, I'll speak for the label, it's just the artist not being realistic. Some ask, for goodness sake, some things I've heard being requested. I'm like, fear God.
Give examples.
Very
examples.
Honest, you have artists that artists that they are maybe like C list, D list, and they are really expecting, yeah, but Whiskey did this.
Are you his kid?
I mean, is your mentor.
But then you go and rant online that, oh, you know, you people are not helping me. Because to you, Wizkid's promo budget is, let's say...
So let's ask the question.
Uh-huh.
What was the dream that was sold to the artist when you were signing him.
That you make
that with time, you with time, with time, you will make it. With time.
They did.
So I want to make you a global star.
Then you're also not smart.
You have the talent. Just sign to me.
You will be a global star. I want to make
you
like,
you see Whiskey? Do you see that thing Whiskey did?
Yeah, but how did Whiskey get there?
We can do it for you. So when he gets mad that you have not done it for him, or you've not done something close to that for him,
no, but I think it's unfair. As hard as Whiskey. I saw a video of Whiskey dancing, like way back, Whiskey was dancing. And I was like, oh, this guy, he put
this guy was whining his waist.
But you can ask some people now, do that. Oh, no, I don't.
Like, no, that's different entirely. No, but
you
entirely.
Need to be, like, you need to, and so for yeah, me, sometimes like, it's not just the label. Like, you need to carry it
but
more.
But this is it, yeah. I'm not defending any artist that won't do what it takes to promote their work. But I think people also have to understand that different artists have different personalities. Yeah, I'm not saying don't promote. See, so, no, I'm never defending anybody.
So then match the success to that. Don't look at Whiskey. Whiskey has done everything. Whiskey has danced. If you're only going to dance, measure it to the dancing success. Like,
Whiskey has had success. Same as Bonner, same as David, same as Kiss Daniel, put him in that bracket.
Tiwa, got a rep for the ladies.
Tiwa, of course. Tiwa is a queen every day. Queen. Let me say it. Every day of the week and every
Tiwa,
hour.
I actually like, I have a massive question, Tiwa. Anyway, let's go back.
So, this is it. And they've done it different ways, different personalities, different ways. So, I think when the label says you want to make an artist a global star, you have to then invest in understanding the personality of the artist.
Very important.
And understanding what works for this artist. You don't expect someone like Whiskey to be doing what Zazu does. Do you understand? You don't expect, let me use it.
No, but that's guys, a good example.
You so you have to understand the personality of the artist and know that, okay, this won't work for him. This will work. And that's, to be honest, that's one of the difficult parts of working in the entertainment space, because these guys have entirely different personalities. Yeah. So you know that when you're speaking to this person, like, I can speak to this guy like this, but it doesn't work for this person this way. You have to know what works for it. And sometimes the labels don't. Sometimes, don't worry, don't speak for just your label. Many times they do not.
I don't know if it's about time. I don't know if it's about not knowing. I just think it's about time. Like, I keep going back to time. The person that wants to be like Whiskey has only spent 6 months. How? Whiskey did not spend two months? Whiskey can spend six months, or two months, or maybe one song because it's. But you haven't done half.
So as much as I understand that, I understand if the person says the production, and that's why I said the revenue part.
Yes.
I'm like, that's crazy, but when it comes to the production, the promotion.
I have a question for you. Sorry. So this production thing that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Let's say, for example, a D-list, and I'm just trying to.
I mean, if you sign the D-list, F-list. Then you do what it takes to take the person from D-list to A-list.
Yeah, no, but
it's on you.
No, so I'm just even.
And that's why he signed, because it's currently D-list. If he was A-list, he wouldn't be signing whatever was put on the table for him.
Yeah, even F-list, you go. Mine is just. Let's not forget that group. Oh my God. But either way, you'll be A-list. That was not an. Either way,
so what's F-list?
I don't know. No, I mean, I just. No, but. No release. A real question, because I just wondered.
Yeah.
If, let's say, you sign, and based on this a production thing, if, let's say, you sign in an artist that, you know, just first adding, just real young, everything.
What's your aim signing him?
To eventually make him what he or her.
How long?
More her, Ella.
How long?
This thing takes time. I mean, maybe a year.
I mean, when you're looking for artists to sign, what do you look at?
What do I look at personally?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
What's the projection you're looking at?
As in what do I want to get out of it? So how do I pick them? So I can say pick and what I want.
And what you want to get out of it. Let's focus on that.
What I want to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a brand. I want an all-rounder.
Labels don't look to sign artists just to get a brand. That's part of it.
Like, why do I want a brand?
What's the key thing?
You are trying to make me say money so that it looks like labels are
what's the money hungry. No. It's facts.
But okay, so why is the artist singing? If not, he can stay in here. He can literally sing here now. Why is he going on tour? He wants money. Exactly.
But the label also wants money.
So why is the label being shamed for wanting the same money
that
the artist...
Don't get it wrong. It's not shaming. It's not shaming, yeah. It's this is what you want out of it.
Both parties want money.
Wait. Keaton.
Both parties.
This is the Keaton you want out of it.
Both parties, yeah.
Yeah? Because if I ask you about some artists that you guys signed 10 years ago, you don't know what's going on in their lives.
How do you know? I might
be close to some of them. So,
how do you know? Check my phone. You can see, hey, what's up?
I'm saying, yeah, generally, business wise, okay, on a friendly level, yeah, but business wise, I mean, you're doing your thing, great. So, when the artist signs, you know what you're looking for. I mean, you want to make a brand, but at the end of the day, brand without money is what? It's failure.
For the artist, yeah, the artist also wants for the
label. Yeah.
It's failure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So, to me, and that's why I've been hitting on these two things. For revenue, that's premature. That's stupid.
Fair.
But I'll insist. At the end of the day, it comes down to what you sign, though. But production, promotion. These are the things I expect that you guys would do. Or will... It should be better than whatever I was doing
110%,
before.
Yeah.
Because if it was production, I could easily walk to any studio on the street and do my rubbish as usual. Produce a sweet sound, but
So do you think the label should spend a lot of money on production? I just wonder.
The connections.
Yeah, but then what's
they have the connections. So they should be able to use the connections to get you proper production.
But like you said, money is also key. So let's say I pay that.
No, but you insisted producer on connections. So
yeah, but you also
use your connection to produce.
Connection will also. So my connection will knock down the fee.
Exactly. So but then knock it down and produce it properly.
Exactly. But then, so how do you match it? Because this same artist is complaining that you haven't recouped.
Let's be real.
A producer that costs, that charges 5M. Why?
Let's be real.
There's also that, like, think about it too. You also need to match it.
So this, I understand that, but this is it. As an artist, you know when your work is not being properly promoted. Even at your level, you know. You see your peers, you know that this is being done.
Yeah, but you know those peers too also feel that way. For me personally, I just think it's a thing of nobody will ever be happy. Mm. So let's everybody just do their best.
No, because
you could... No, but same
from
thing
with artists, I think I can always
be better.
Happy or content?
Yeah.
So this is it.
I know when... From working with artists, yes, they might not be entirely satisfied.
Yeah, maybe that's...
But they know when you have put in some work. They can say, you know what?
True.
This needs to be... And then when you've not put in work, the truth is this, they know too.
Of course.
They know.
The same way you know when the artist who doesn't work. Yeah.
Crazy part of it is this. The label might write a cost to what they didn't do. In some situations. It happens.
Really?
I was going to speak to something, but I've not concluded it. Let me not talk and scatter the table. And then they'll say, you know what? We're not settling anymore. You just go. But yes, many situations like that where they have not spent that. Labels are good at capping.
Very good.
A lot of them.
Especially Nigerian labels.
They cap on what they... Oh my goodness. And when you say, can you provide... This is money in this day and age. You spend this amount. Can I see a receipt? Because that sort of amount, you don't give cash. Can I see a receipt for this amount? You say you at least spent. I'm not saying give me the receipt. Just show me a bank transfer. Nothing. Wow. They'll go and print one receipt from Lagos Island and bring and say, yo, this was production of 35 million. Bro.
That's sad. Like, it's sad that some labels do that, and it's sad that happened.
Very sad.
Yeah.
And that's why I said...
But it's not the number, it does happen.
You know, I've done some disclaimer and say, okay, structured labels. But there are a lot of street labels. I call them street labels. Because these guys are in need because they've seen...
But they have Whiskey. Money.
They have money sometimes.
Those street labels have money.
Some.
They have few. Money. They just have a crazy way of doing things. Few. But
few of them.
And their contracts. Few of them. Oof.
Very
so
crazy.
I've seen a few. Yeah.
Very crazy.
Very crazy.
Sometimes when, so if you want to sign, I'll
I've seen a 10-year contract.
I've seen 15.
Oh my God.
10? I've seen 15.
On the same terms.
Of course
not. I think they had 5 years plus five on the same terms.
Option of five.
Irrevocable. Mad.
Automatic. Shall renew automatically.
I'm like, mad.
On the same terms and the labor.
But we should also know that there are some things that are termed as unfair contracts. They do exist.
Unfair contracts.
Yes.
What is it, fair or unfair?
Unfair.
Of course they exist.
And they can be terminated.
Based on that ground.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, there's a contract doctrine.
Yes.
But then to prove that unfair is subjective.
Yeah, subjective, I mean,
human, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's what you call an unfair. And a lot of people have unfair contracts.
I don't think so. I think that's a myth. I don't think it's unfair. I don't think a lot of contracts are unfair. Like,
I mean,
no.
If you sign me to yourself for 15 years, it's slave trade.
I swear.
On the same terms that we are.
If your revenue is 1 billion every month.
On the same terms.
It's all these 15 years people that used to even bring stupid money.
On the same terms that you signed me in 2005.
If your share.
Is it fair?
If your share.
Is that a fair deal?
If your share is 1 billion a day, would you say it is unfair?
It's unfair still.
But yeah, you are getting 1 billion.
It does not matter.
The people that invested.
I should have some room. To
sorry, but what's the
discuss
justification
based
that?
Off the value I've been bringing. If it's not slave trade,
it's not slave trade.
Buying away my life, the
not
prime,
trade.
The prime years of my life. That's slave trade.
I've put you in a house,
and then you leave me.
I put you in a car
for 15.
I'm taking care of your kids.
You got me a house.
Yeah,
rented an apartment.
But are you paying for it?
For what?
Hey,
for
you,
1 year.
You,
and this is what I'm saying. Most of them,
Achi,
they rented sure. for...
You are paying.
I'm joking.
Because you could.
When I said it
the first time, it was like, but this is what happens, really. This is what happens
both
with a lot of
contracts
them.
Are probably... So a lot of these things are archaic. Like, even the nature of contracts, 360 contracts, is very hard to even find people that sign it. Because
these
the
days.
Industry is just wiser.
Yeah.
You have maybe like... licensing there, you have management here.
But people are still signing it because I even see recently. I see
so is the street is the
streets
the street guys that still get them to sign. I've seen someone that gave a recording agreement, and the same company gave him a management agreement. I'm like, what level of evil is this?
No, but and that could be a 360. Now,
no,
if you have recording and management,
no, the recording was separate. They were entitled to renting. I had 75/25 on the recording. And then they then signed another one, management, where they were appointing manager for him. And they were entitled to a 30%, all that is 25. And I'm like...
Of his own share?
Yeah. I'm like, what level of evil is this? This is another level of evil. I'm like, this is...
it's just crazy.
I'm like, this is another brand new level of evil because I'm like, this is evil. Like, you see this one, you call it out straight.
Say, what is this?
Crazy.
Well, actually, like, the importance of lawyers. Like, it's so key. And, like, sometimes I feel like I've gotten out of crisis because I've gotten a bit upset, like, at things I see. I'm just like, yeah, this guy wants to make it. This label wants to sign you, but don't be...
Relax.
Yeah, everybody just...
Chill.
Don't be asking for 100 in advance.
Let me speak.
Don't ask for...
Yeah.
You know.
Let me say a little thing for... Because someone has called me. To ask for advice, the label wants to own this. The label wants... My question is this, or my advice is this: don't sign something if you don't have something to give. Now, if you're sure what you have to give is very valuable, you're able to negotiate properly. Mm. But if you're going there with your hands up and nothing to give, then whatever they slap on you, you take it.
Mm.
You understand? Because you have to. You have to bring in something to the table to be able to demand, I want this.
Yeah, like you need to...
And that's why, to be honest, you wonder why the big guys, the big cats, always keep getting better deals because the bigger you are, the easier it is for you to say what you want. Yeah. And the labels to know that, you know what, even with this, you know, we'll still be making this will still be very good for us because they're bringing something to the table.
Yeah.
I've even been on, and I think this is me boasting, I've even been on like the trajectory. So I've worked with artists when they were not as popular and now that they're popular and the difference. Like even the conversations before you're chasing, now they're the ones chasing you. I'm like, hey, feels nice.
So
why do you feel, why do I feel like you're gloating?
No, I am.
Over a particular conversation.
No, not even, trust me.
No, because.
Not even that.
I'm just joking.
Even, so to say that label is not invested, how? I'm even happy. Because my negotiating tactic has changed. Before, hi. I'll call you back at 10 p.m.
But now surprise.
I'll check my phone. Miss call. Okay.
Call you back. You don't worry.
When I finish. I mean, but it's, that's true.
I'm actually taking that personal.
We are, no, it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. But that's just to show that labels are actually invested. In,
to some extent,
not to some extent, equally as
I mean, that happens.
Equally as so this is it. Some labels.
The industry has seen a growth of independent artists in the last few years.
That's independent self.
Say again.
So that's independent self. Like, I don't know. Me, I'm just very.
A lot of labels in Nigeria are independent labels.
No. Sorry, I thought you meant the artist.
And I'm saying artists. Yes. They're all in the same category, if we're being honest.
No.
But for the purpose of this conversation, let's leave them as record labels. They're independent labels. The record labels are the majors, mainly.
Record labels differ from artists. No,
I know. That's very clear.
And because even this independent topic, I worry. Like, how are you independent if you had like...
In distro?
No, let's read. That's another.
I'm very interested in that, actually.
So this is it. The independent artists, the number and the revenue that independents have generated in the last few years has grown a lot. And that's why I said it gets to a level where you can have relationships even as this artist. Then depends on the team you've built around you.
Key.
Yeah. For an independent, a lot of people want to be independent. And I'll tell you the truth. It's you picking your poison. It's almost the same thing because you'll be spending on things that the label would have spent on, but you're doing it yourself.
Yes, sir.
The only thing is that, okay, you know what? If you're able to build a proper team around you, if you're able to make the proper connections, your revenue is higher than what you would have been getting because it's, at the end of the day, it's the same.
Yeah, but is the rich as far? So before I used to be sort of, like, oh, you know, let's do it ourselves. But I just thought about a collaboration is actually very key.
Collaboration is always
so shaking
key.
Hands with, getting on the bandwagon of somebody that has like random number, 1 million, as opposed to you doing your 10K.
Mm-hmm.
That helps.
And what I'm saying is this, even as an independent, you can collaborate. There's room for collaboration.
So, and then I go back to, what is this independent? Like, because somebody says independent, but I
like
hear
you're dealing
with your distro. I'm like, is this really
this, independent? No, it's still
independent. I'm again generalizing.
And this depends.
Or you have a management deal that, or if you check that management deal, there's some heavy. Are you truly independent?
No, so still backing. If you have heavy. A management deal, it might be different from an independent. An independent, you can have a distro deal because even the labels most times have
distros. Yeah.
So having a distro deal does not make you...
No, but then what are the terms? I guess...
Exactly.
That's why I keep saying...
Exactly. If you have terms
independent of distro...
If you have
it.
Terms of the distro where they're controlling a lot more than your distribution...
Your next a commitment is already tied.
If they're controlling your pub...
Told you how you...
If they're controlling your releases, then you're no longer independent. You are... You're quasi signed.
Yes.
You know, because they're controlling you in a way. And the key thing for most independents is that you want control over your creative process. You're free to, you know, try this because with a label, you know what? Once you're doing this way, except now when the artist is established, you're given that sort of liberty. But as a developing artist, most times they give you very strict.
So do you know?
This is what has worked. This is what has worked. So you have to.
I don't think so. I think there's there's a lot more flexibility now, just because even like Afrobeat sounds has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you could definitely tell that, okay, this is the sound, but now they're like, there's emo Afro days,
I've been hearing more of that lately.
Oh, emo Afro.
Yeah. I mean, every day. What's
your best genre of Afrobeat?
Afrofusion.
Me, I'm a ratchet. Oh, I love the struggle.
Streets.
Candy Blicks, Wally.
Afro pop.
I'm just
like, street pop.
As in, what I love it. No, I love
I'm
that.
I'm with you on that.
No. I mean, I'll see. For me, my ears are very dynamic in the sense that they can switch. You know what? I might be listening to an Omalie. I can switch to a Bella. I can switch to Bad Boy Teams. Switch to Mobile. I can switch to Young John. I can switch to Rema.
You listen to anything?
Anything. As long as it's good.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. Great music. So one thing that was consistent through the conversation is what? Still quality, right? The quality.
Mm-hmm.
The quality has matters. Always.
Quality and the money.
And connection.
No, but like you, like shout out to the industry. Like their band, like quality has definitely improved.
Yeah, it has.
Like, quality has.
And I'm very happy.
No,
like, I'm grateful for that.
It has
to be that.
No cap on that.
Like we're experimenting more, which I think is key. There's not just one sound.
Mm.
Like you don't. Yeah, no.
It's good. We're trying.
Not synergy, but we're trying.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to
Afrobeats and shout out to my lawyers. You guys.
And shout out to Wonu.
Thank you guys for coming on Oshikoya Speaks to Fight, even if the fight was less than what you were doing now. Behind camera.
Are you serious? I don't think so.
No, we still have to finish it now.
You'll finish your fight later.
I'm not fighting.
No.
I just want what I want.
No, me too. I want it. Wait.
We all want things.
Yes, thank you. You have that recorded, right?
It's on camera. Yeah. Thank you guys for watching another episode of Oshikoya Speaks. I hope you learned something because I learned quite a lot. But yeah, thank you for watching another episode of Oshikoya Speaks. This episode is sponsored by Go Money, and I'll see you on another episode. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.